I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by none other than probably the UK's most famous DILF, Darren Day.
Oh, amazing. God, what amazing intros I've had from you today. Love it.
Oh, before we finish part one, I kind of teased that we're going to talk a little bit about your love life. And it does, I do have to ask before we talk. In the Big Brother house, I mean, you caught the eye of a certain very sexualized lady, did you not? Tiffany, it's Tiffany Pollard, right?
Fuck me.
Darren, the look in your eyes was sheer terror when she put it on you. I was blown away.
Yeah.
The guts. Yeah. Took some sheer lady balls, that, from her mind. It was brilliant.
Damn, sheer bigger balls than I've got, that's for fucking sure. Look, the thing is, but you know, I think what she did, if I'm honest, she was from the States, right? So you got an American reality show star coming to do a British show. I think she researched everybody.
Yep.
I think she researched me and my love rap fucking days. And maybe saw that I was married now. And I don't know if it was a genuine thing or if she thought me falling off the wagon with a girl would be camera time.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I may be completely wrong, but I mean, she was so full on.
Brazen.
I
mean,
she was flossing her teeth in the mirror one day. And I walked past, she's just flossing. She went, hey, Darren. I went, hi, are you all right? She went, not really. And I went, why? She went, I'm just so fucking horny. And I'll be like, And then she came up to me one day and she said, I'm sorry if you heard me in bed last night. Now, she had the bed next to me and I kid you not, I'm laying there. All I can hear is, I swear. So I'm facing that one. I'm thinking, for fuck's sake, I turn the other way and John Partridge is in the bed next to me with his cock hanging out. And I thought, oh, do you know what? What in the name of fuck am I doing here? You know?
I can't
got a
even...
fucking geezer with his cock out one side, a woman masturbating the other fucking side. I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
I mean, obviously, I can empathise. I did Geordie Shore for 5 years. That is just standard practice, mate. In fact, that's tame. You get no sympathy from me, son.
Some stories. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
So for me, right, obviously, I knew of Tiffany. Like, I'm a big reality TV show fan. And it's a good thing given like the start I had, do you know what I mean? But I remember watching her and she was in like Flavor Flav's show, wasn't she? Like all about finding love. And she she was a massive character out there. And me and my friends absolutely loved her. And we still, to this day, Darren, we send clips of whenever we've had a drink and we're not together, we send clips of that show, your series, to each other because we find it so fascinating. Like her behavior was so territorial. And so I don't know, you know, I think you're probably onto something. Like she is a reality show vet. She knew what she was doing and she knew how to get the headlines. But regardless, mate, how entertaining was she?
I mean, obviously, the big moment was, and when I do my stage shows, I do sort of talk about it, but that moment, you know, Angie Bowie, David Bowie's ex-wife, is in there. David Bowie dies. She gets told privately that David has passed away.
Of course.
Everyone else is in the garden, apart from Tiffany and Angie, And so Tiffany goes to Angie and she says, are you okay? And Angie says, no. Now, what the public didn't realise is that day, David left the house for 2 hours because he was very sick. Yeah. So he went off to see the doc, came back and went to bed, right?
And you knew that he was feeling unwell?
Yeah. We're all told David's been taken out of the house for 2 hours, going to have some blood tests done. So then he comes back, he goes to bed for the afternoon. And then, so when...
This is making so much sense.
Yeah, that's why it was. So when she went over to Angie and said, are you okay? And she said, no. She said, what's wrong? She went, David's dead. So, you know, fair enough. Tiffany thought, and she went, how did he die? Cancer. So she came running into the garden all of us saying, David's dead, David's dead. So we're like, what are you talking about? Anyway, so we all run. Like, I'm in front. I've got a fucking, it's like a Z-list celebrity stampede to the fucking bedroom. I throw the door open. Now, if you sleep in the day in there, Vic, because the lights are bright, some people bring the sleeping masks in.
Yeah.
Most people pull the covers of the bed up over their eyes, you know. So when we ran in and looked over at David's bed, he was completely covered. So I'm like, fucking hell, it's true. So I ran over to him, pulled the covers back. He just had his third facelift, right? And he felt that they'd pulled it too tight. He couldn't shut his eyes all the way together. So when we pulled the covers back, he's laying there like that.
No!
His eyes open. So I shook him and on national television said, David, are you dead? And he opened his eyes a little bit wider, looked up and went, not that I know of, Darren, no.
Oh, my God.
But this thing was massive. It made news at 10. They had T-shirts made. David isn't dead. It was, Vic, it was a crazy moment.
Honestly, Darren, it was just the best series. Like, you were part of, in my opinion, the best series with some of the most iconic sayings, the most controversial moments, the most memorable things. Like, honestly, I'm so fired up. I feel like I want to binge watch it again. It was brilliant. So brilliant. But whether or not Tiffany's, like, feelings for you were genuine. I mean, you've not been short of offers otherwise, have you, lads? You know what I mean? So you're engaged now, your partner Sophie, and is that the, do you mind us asking, that's sixth time in it?
Right, fifth.
Fifth, congratulations.
I've read 11th. I mean, I've read all sorts of things, but I'll be honest with you, I think what fucked me with the engagement thing was that I got engaged to two girls in the 1 year.
Oh, yeah. It's a big move.
I got engaged to an actress in February 1998 because she was constantly on at me to put a ring on her finger, right? So I
wanted to make her happy. Pressure.
So I did. Mm-hmm. Right? We broke up and I started dating an Australian actress who was working over here with me, but she lived in Australia.
Was it a passport situation, Darren?
No, what it was if you want me to, you know, if I'm going to emigrate, and if I'm going to live here, we need a commitment, you know?
Yeah.
So I went and bought another fucking ring.
Pressure both times.
I didn't put any of the fucking rings back, you know, Vic, not fucking one of them. I had them thrown at me in an argument, but I never got them. But
you win some, you lose some, don't you?
Yeah. But I mean, I do realise that, and look, I ain't making excuses. I take responsibility for everything I've ever done. But there was a good decade where I didn't really know what was going on because I was just never straight. It's not an easy thing to admit, but it's the truth. And I just, I was like a headless chicken, really. And I made some bad decisions and I loaded the press, the paps, the journalists, I loaded their guns for them, you know, pretty much every time. And I pretty much fell down every pitfall there was to fall down. It was on the front pages most of the time, you know.
But you know what, babe, like, you're not, like, I love you so much, like, chatting to you now. Like, I just feel like I'm talking to one of my friends and I would make excuses for anything you've done because that's the type of person I am once I like somebody. But hand on my heart, right? I'm 33 and I've been engaged twice. And like, I'd like to think that's not me lot. I'd love to think I'm going to get married to the person I'm with now, and that'll be 3 engagements and that'll be me done. But who knows what the future holds? And I think, given that, like, you're 52 and you're finally happy now, like, who's to judge, Dan? Honestly, like, it sounds as though you were dealing with a lot of stuff when you made these decisions. And I can imagine the pressure you were under. I know sometimes when I've been, like, when I was at the height of my fame or whatever, when I come out the jungle and stuff, like, I just felt so lonely. And I didn't know who I could trust. And subsequently, I rushed into relationships with the wrong people. And even when I was in them, I was rushing their timelines. Like, I was like, I wasn't happy just being someone's girlfriend. I wanted to be someone's fiance. I wanted to live with someone. And there were so many red flags, but I ignored them because I didn't want to be on my own, because I felt the pressure of showbiz. I felt the pressure of the paps. I felt pressure of all of this world that I didn't quite feel comfortable in. So I looked so desperately for someone to make me feel safe, and I rushed things. So I get why you have maybe left a trail of broken hearts behind you. Like, you were just trying to feel safe and loved.
Well, I also, what's been interesting for me over this last year, when I've been having regular therapy, which I never kept up before.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But was that one of the kind of symptoms, I guess, of this BPD thing, is that you get involved with someone very, very quickly, you go all in,
right,
but then you suddenly back off.
You fall out of love as quickly as you fall in, essentially.
I mean, and I'm not blaming anything on my mental health or my addiction at all, because, like I said, I take responsibility for all my actions. But it did sort of make sense of, because I did. Yeah. I would go all in so quickly, but then I would just go, I need to, I'm claustrophobic, Darren. But with the engagement thing, Vic, it's like one of the things that I kind of wanted to sort of get across to people was the fourth engagement was to a lady who I was married to for 13 years. So, you know, that fourth engagement ended up being a 13-year marriage.
Of course.
And, you know, look, I proposed to Sophie. I proposed to Sophie on the spot we met in Wimbledon in the outfit of Richard Gere from An Officer and a Gentleman.
You didn't. You smooth bastard.
But only because that had always, she told me that that was always, way back she said the Officer and a Gentleman thing was her kind of. So, I put a big coat on. I booked the room, I booked the hotel that we spent our first night in, the room.
I love this.
So, but I really, Vic, she's been amazing, my girl. I can't tell you. I mean, we've been together for 2 years this April. And the day that I stopped drinking, she did. And this is a girl who is one of the normal people. You know, she could go out a couple of times a month with her mates, get smashed, never think about it again. Mm-hmm. Completely unlike me. But she said, it's with you, because I don't want there to be booze
what
in the house.
A woman.
But I know, and truthfully, factually, no one had ever done that for me before.
Yeah.
And it has made my journey so much easier to get 10 months under my belt, because there's no drink in the house.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, remove that temptation, darling. Like, you've got to, mate.
So her support has been amazing, babe.
Sophie sounds brilliant, right? I don't want to jump the gun. I'm not, but like, do you think there could be like a little wedding in the future between you two?
Do you know what, babe? Unquestionably. Yes. I you know, do you know what? Her and me, another good test for our relationship. You know, we've been holed up together for a year, 24/7. And we've barely had a cross word, if I'm honest. And I
lucky
can't
you, fucking her can't hate me, mate. He hates us now, my friend. Sick of the sight of us. Sick of me crying, sick of me whinging, sick of me dirty knickers. He's practically moving out.
it's bloody hard, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It's so tough, but I think, and I do think a lot of people are going to walk out of lockdown probably single. And then I do think there's going to be a lot of people walk out of lockdown in relationships stronger than they ever were before. Tough times, like, they show you what you're made of. And it sounds as though you and Soph are for keeps. And I am so pleased for you both. Before I let you go, first of all, can I come to the wedding?
Oh, babe, buy a hat. Don't buy a hat. In fact, I'll get you an unclaustrophobic Darren fucking app.
Oh yeah, I want all the merch made. Out on out, this one. And lastly, here are Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. We always ask our wonderful guests to impart a couple pearls of wisdom for our lovely listeners. And listening to you talk, Darren, it's proper inspirational. And I know there'll be loads of people who emerge from lockdown feeling a little bit squishy. Maybe he's having drank too much. Maybe he's just not feeling like themselves. Like, maybe he's having just lost their sparkle. And it's so obvious that you've got your life back together. And I want to know what your secret is to getting your act together.
Well, I mean, the weird thing has been, it's almost like lockdown has been my secret, because I've got myself together more.
Just a global pandemic.
Well,
I know, and I feel.
I actually feel guilty about, you know, saying that something positive for me personally has come out of a world pandemic that has cost so many lives, has been such a disaster for everyone across. I feel guilty in saying it, but I don't mean it disrespectfully to anyone who is, you know, anyone and any families of people that have lost their lives and stuff. I think it's just because, like you said earlier, it has given me time to concentrate and focus on getting me well again. And I don't think I realized how unwell I was, because I just kept working, touring. And so, yeah, I mean, the fact that I found the secret to, look, do you know what? It's things like the relationship with my children is magical now. Because they can see that their dad's emotionally present. I've ended up seeing my kids so much more than I would have done if work had continued, because touring around the country. But, you know, they've come here for a week at a time, all of my kids. And, so there's been a lot of positives. But even when I do FaceTime with them, which we do every day, they can just see that I'm there.
Yeah. The lights are on, someone's home, you're present, and that's probably all they've ever wanted, Darren. Like, you know, I know we're joking and it's taken a lockdown, but all you're basically saying is the secret of getting your act together is listening to your body, is taking some time for yourself. Like, you're such a workaholic and you've pushed yourself through some moments that you probably should have rested and realized you needed some time to recuperate. So,
you relate to, don't you?
Yeah. Like, I think the secret of getting your act together is taking some time off, doing what feels right for you. And I'm so pleased that even if it was not self-imposed, even if the government forced you to do it, that you've done that, mate.
Yeah,
you look happier than ever.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, I'll sum it up in one little sentence. Secret to getting your life together is living in the fucking moment.
Yes! Yes, Darren.
When I went to South Africa to rehab, we would talk a lot about, you know, sort of mindfulness and being in the moment. There's a great book called The Power of Now that I read. But it's like what you say, slow it down, everything. When something good happens, really take it in, you know, because life is 100 miles an hour. And yeah, I would say, I think living in the moment is a massive, massive deal. And it really, really helps all sorts of people, you know, whether it's addicts, people with mental health, but even the normal people out there,
yeah,
that there is something about, you know, the past is fucking regret. The future is anxiety. That's mm-hmm. the way I yeah. look at it. So just live for now. Live for this moment, Vic, you know.
Beautiful words from my favourite Delph.
Cheers, Vicky. It's lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too. And thank you so much for being such an amazing guest. So honest, so humble. I just love you, Darren. And I'm so pleased for you and Soph. Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. I've really enjoyed it.
So I'm going to predict a rise in memberships to the Darren Day Fan Club after people listen to this, because I know I'm fucking in love with them now. Absolutely. I mean, I liked the fella beforehand, but just listening to him talk, mate, he's so charismatic and honest and open. Like, oh, Sophie, you are one lucky woman. I would have happily been engaged to him at one point. I don't care if it broke my heart. I would have happily done it. Oh, God, what a man. And what a lovely message as well. Like, I don't know about you guys, but what I got from listening to Darren talk is it's just never too late to change your story. People had him written off as a love rat, as an addict. And he's been really honest that, yes, he was those things at one point, but look at him now. He is in a happy and healthy relationship. He is finally diagnosed correctly, and he's working and he's happy. And he's just such a nice man. And it makes us think about my own journey. Like, everyone had me written off as this reality TV scumbag, this monster. You don't have to be what everyone thinks you are, and it's never too late to change. It's never too late to grow, and it's never too late to be that best version of yourself. So I hope you guys all took from that what I did, because it was a really beautiful message and it's made me feel very hopeful and very inspired. Oh, Darren Day, who would have thought it, son? I love him. If you are loving Vicky Patterson's Secret 2 as much as I'm enjoying making it, then please tell your friends about it. We're still new, we're still fresh, we need as many listeners as possible. If you have anything you'd like to tell us here at the old headquarters, then please send us an email. It is vickypattersonpodcast@gmail.com, and we love hearing from you. Guys, have a great week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.